3 degrees in Nashville, still got a thunderstorm and plenty of rain going on. And in fact, there is so much rain up in northern Montgomery County that the area around Clarksville and Woodlawn is now under a flash flood warning until 9:45. The National Weather Service says that their radar has indicated between 1 and 2.5 inches of rain have already fallen, and they're expecting still 2 to 3 inches in the next hour. So flash flooding is either ongoing or expected to begin shortly in areas, again, including Clarksville and Woodlawn and Interstate 24 between mile markers 1 and 17. So that flash flood warning is under effect in northern Montgomery County until 9:45 this morning. Well, good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:05. Tennessee plans to add privatized toll lanes along Interstate 24 between Nashville and Murfreesboro. The state just picked a contractor. A group of companies calling itself Drive TN pledged to spend more than $9 billion to build the lanes and share the fare earnings with the state. The lanes are expected to open in 2031. Tennessee Republicans outside of Nashville have called for a state intervention into a city tax hike on Lower Broadway's honky-tonks. Top state Republicans want lawmakers to return for a special session to address higher property taxes on Music City's biggest tourist draws. Only outgoing Governor Bill Lee can call a special session. And with only a few months left in his term, Lee doesn't seem keen. At his press conference yesterday, Lee signaled his support for a more collaborative fix for Nashville businesses.
Well, it's really important that we listen to business owners, and we're doing that, and we're hearing that. It's also important to remember that the city makes collections for those business owners.
Lee says he's spoken with Mayor Freddie O'Connell on a more permanent solution, balancing the business owners' need for relief and the city's budget. O'Connell's office confirmed those talks but would not discuss specifics. Well, there is a shakeup at the Nashville mayor's office. Longtime mayoral aide Kristen Wilson has resigned from her post, which involved overseeing city department heads. Wilson began working for Metro back in 2019 under previous Mayor John Cooper's administration and continued under Freddie O'Connell. The Nashville Banner reports that Wilson cited a need to, quote, reflect on her career and life path. O'Connell has 1 year remaining in his first term as mayor and has launched a reelection campaign. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And again, that flash flood warning is for northern Montgomery County until 9:45 this morning.